turn to wine now. Michigan wine, to be exact. According to the Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council, wine was made in Michigan as far back as 3 centuries ago. As early as 1679, French explorers made wine from grapes growing along the Detroit River. Okay, so let's jump forward now 300 years to a report now that says Michigan is the 5th largest winemaking state in the country. According to the Michigan Grape and Wine Industry Council, there are 101 commercial wineries producing more than 1.3 million gallons of Michigan wine annually. That number has increased from just 32 wineries in 2002, producing only about 400,000 gallons. Christopher Cook is chief restaurant critic and wine writer for Our Magazine, and he recently wrote a piece in Our about the increase in Michigan wines. Chris, welcome.
Thank you, Zoe. It's nice to be here.
So you wrote in your piece, as I mentioned, 101 commercial wineries. That's up from 32. The industry is growing.
It is, and it's actually been growing for quite a while. One of the sort of interesting little lost facts is when our auto industry was in so much trouble, the wine industry was just beginning to boom. And it's really in that period of the last decade that it has come the distance that it has. And it has now reached a point both in quality and in size where it is being recognized across the country, even across the world in some cases, to places that have similar grapes that we grow here.
So help us understand why the increase. You say the climate is good for it, but why just in the past, it feels like a decade, are we seeing such a spike?
Well, I think there's several reasons. One of the important ones is a changing palate of the American wine drinker. There's something in the wine industry now that's been kicking around quite a few years. It's called ABC, Anything But California. and it has to do not that California makes bad wine, but that they make a particular kind of wine. And the American palate in many places is becoming far more connected to the European palate. Therefore, we like wines. Those people like wines. I am one of them. That tend to be far more acid and a little sharper and not as heavy. And that's what you get in a climate like Michigan. And you know, we're seeing this new regionalism in American wine, which is a fascinating thing too.
Chris, let's talk about that regionalism. I mean, where does Michigan fit into that?
Well, as most people know, California is the big kahuna in this country. New York is second. And then there are other regions that have been growing, Oregon, Washington primarily. And so those are really the top four. Michigan's beginning to slide in somewhere right after that because of the size that we're in. And again, it's got to do with this changing search for different kinds of wine. And it's particularly among the younger generation that hold no prejudices that you have to drink Chardonnay. They like to try so much more than the older generation do. And we tend to think that that's, we who do this kind of thing, tend to think that that's probably part of that pattern, though there's not a lot of very good research on it.
Okay, well, help me understand that new palate, the new taste. Is there one sort of defining element?
Yeah, curiosity.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it. That's probably the broader definition of it. And it is with the younger generation, the 20 to 30-year-olds. They're seeing them go out and try things like Petite Syrah and all kinds of strange grapes like Tannat from the southern regions of France and Uruguay, for instance, where they grow it. They'll try things, whereas the older generation of wine drinkers stuck very much to the basic French grape varieties. They still do, but they're looking at the younger people are looking at a different version of those older grape varieties. The other part of it simply is that the viticulture is so much better for growing grape now. We understand more about growing grape in colder climates. It's dangerous, too. I mean, there's a couple of years ago, Michigan lost a huge part of its Chardonnay crop because of a sudden freeze. But there are more weather-hardy grapes being grown in this country also and in different areas. And that alone has allowed some of these regions, like we're seeing wine coming out of Iowa. Wisconsin's just got some fabulous wines. Pennsylvania's always been there a little bit, but certainly you see them. New York's always been the big player in those cooler climate Rieslings and things like that. And most of what we're growing here remains Riesling. It's still the dominant grape. But we are now seeing Pinot Noir, which 15 years ago, people didn't think you could grow in Michigan because the climate was too cold.
And I guess that's my next question. I mean, what is climate change going to do for Michigan wine grapes in, let's say, the next decade?
Well, you know, that's almost calls for a scientific prediction of some kind, and I really couldn't fully answer that other than to say that anecdotally, it has been warmer in the state an awful lot, and we've had longer stretches of warm weather. And couple that with winter hardier grape, and you just get a broader growing season. And that's really a very important thing to make wine. It has to obviously mature and ripen and before it's cultivated. And that's what we used to have difficulty getting to. It seems we have less difficulty getting to that now.
Okay. Well, Chris, here's a toast to the curious wine drinker. Christopher Cook is chief restaurant critic and wine writer for Our Magazine. Chris, thanks so much.
My pleasure.